I started work at the age of 14. That was when I was at Aisby. I started on April 1st, 1932. It was at a firm called John George Coolin, Trent Joinery Works, Gainsborough. It was situated on the Roper Road, opposite the end of Gladstone Street. And my wages for a 46.5-hour week was 10 and 7 pence. My number was 47 on the clock. There was quite a few people employed there. We did everything for the building trade. There was no electricity. Everything lighting and that was by gas. We had gas lights over the bench. And just before I started, they bought a new Marshall's bed engine to drive all the machinery in the factory. And the man who ran it, he was a Marshall man, so he knew all about how to maintain it. And it used to run on wood chippings. And in 1938, well, while I was there, things weren't very good in Gainsborough. There started to be big queues at the Labour Exchange. And also, they started to build the new roadway road through to Spittle Terrace from Gladstone Street. That wasn't built when I first started work. We used to have to go through a passageway in the Orson Jockey. And I remember at the time the soup kitchens were on the go in Whitehorse Yard, and Sir Richmond Baton used to send rabbits for the pot off his estate to help to feed the people. And also Edward Prince of Wales came to open a social centre where people could buy wood to make stools and that to keep them occupied, the unemployed. He was later Edward VIII, who abdicated. So they did everything, but things was pretty desperate in Gainsborough. But things was hard, but you could still leave your bike outside a shop and it wouldn't be stolen. Things was more honest in them days.